the feast that watches you. Proverbs chapter 23 is not merely a list of warnings about money, food, sex, and wine. It is a study of captured desire, of how the things we watch eventually begin to watch over us. The chapter repeatedly joins the eyes and the heart. We set our eyes on wealth. The miser has a stingy eye. The son is told to give his heart and direct his eyes toward wisdom. Finally, wine sparkles before the eyes and disorders the mind. In verse 31, the Hebrew behind sparkles is unusually vivid. The wine gives its eye in the cup. The drink seems to look back at the drinker. What began as an object of attention becomes a power of command. This is temptation's ancient pattern. Eve saw that the fruit was desirable before she took it. Desire enters through sustained attention, then quietly becomes obedience. Two kinds of tables. The opening banquet likely reflects the dangerous world of royal patronage. In the ancient Near East, eating a ruler's food could create obligation. The meal might look generous while hiding a hook. Similar advice appears in the Egyptian instruction of Amenemope, which has striking parallels with this section of Proverbs. The warning is not that fine food is sinful. It is that some gifts are disguised chains. The ruler's delicacies and the miser's invitation both promise fellowship, yet the host's heart is absent. Appetite can make us surrender discernment for access, status, or belonging. How different is Christ's table? Earthly rulers may feed us in order to possess us. Christ gives himself in order to free us. His bread is not deceitful food. At his table, the host's heart is truly with his guests. The wealth that flies and the truth that stays. Riches sprout wings and vanish, yet verse 23 commands us to buy the truth and never sell it. The irony is deliberate. What can be bought with money will eventually leave us, but truth may cost us everything and still remain ours. Even inherited land was sacred. Boundary stones marked a family's livelihood across generations. Moving one against the fatherless was more than theft. It erased the weak from the map. But their defender is the Hebrew Goel, the kinsman redeemer who acts as family when family cannot. God himself stands at the stolen boundary. This reaches its fullness in Christ, our Redeemer, who brings outsiders into God's household. The chapter closes with addiction's terrible liturgy, pain, confusion, numbness, and then, I will look for more. Sin does not merely offer pleasure, it trains us to seek again what wounded us. Augustine understood this as disordered love. The heart asks created things to bear the weight only God can carry. Suggested readings, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 2, Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Suggested hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Prayer. Lord Jesus, guard my eyes, govern my appetites, and receive my heart. Expose every gift that hides a chain, defend those whose boundaries are threatened, and teach me to desire the truth that cannot fly away. Amen.